This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a lesson in how to blow a 24-point lead, courtesy of the LA Lakers.
First, though, in Iowa, the Cedar River is gushing over its banks. Thousands of homes and businesses are now underwater. Many more are threatened. It is some of the worst flooding the state has seen in 15 years. From Cedar Rapids, NPR's David Chaper has more.
When people talk about the most severe Midwest floods, the point of reference is 1993. That's when there was widespread and very devastating flooding along hundreds of miles of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. But what people forget is that those floodwaters were fed by flooded tributaries like this one, the Cedar River, which right now is flooding at a much higher level than that historic level of 1993.
I remember 93 and it didn't even come into the city.
Kevin Heck is one of thousands of volunteers piling sandbags ahead of the floodwaters in downtown Cedar Rapids.
We are 4 or 5 feet higher than we were down then. I live in this city. I'm very proud of it, and it kills me to see this happen to us. It's just heartbreaking to see your entire town flooded like this, and we just didn't have as much notice as we thought we were going to.
Heavy rain since last weekend pushed floodwaters down the Cedar River faster and higher than ever before. The first floors of many homes and businesses are completely submerged. The water is rushing down streets and over the tops of bridges. The force of the raging waters has left just one bridge crossing open in Cedar Rapids, and it knocked down one railroad bridge, even though it was weighted down with 20 train cars full of rocks. They're now buried in the river. Late into the night, volunteers and employees from Mercy Medical Center worked to fill sandbags and place them around the hospital's entrances in an effort to keep the floodwaters from seeping in. A weary Heather Smith shoveled sand into bags, brown, wet sand covering her hospital scrubs.
It's been raining. We've been soaking wet a couple times today. It's about the fourth set of clothing I've had on today.
Smith, a surgical technician, seemed shocked by the devastation.
This is bad. I've never seen anything like this.
But those sandbagging efforts failed, and this morning the rising floodwaters forced the evacuation of Mercy Hospital. 176 patients, including 30 in a nursing home facility, were moved to other hospitals on higher ground. Power is out in many parts of the region. One of the city's power plants is submerged, meaning it may be quite some time before the local utility can fully restore power. Authorities say just one of Cedar Rapids' drinking water wells is operational, and they're urging residents to use as little water as possible. The sewer system is in danger of failing too, but it hasn't yet. With the river rising much faster and higher than expected, downtown business owners hurried into offices and shops to salvage what they could before the floodwaters came in. Peggy Meyer owns a coffee shop in the historic theater building downtown Cedar Rapids.
We had moved a lot of stuff up to higher elevation inside the shop, but now it looks like the water's going to get further down here, so we're taking stuff, you know, electrical equipment and legal stuff home. Computers, printers, cash register, all that kind of stuff.
Meyer calls the experience of this dynamic river city of 125,000 residents filling with water surreal.
It's like being in a really bad movie. You know how you see movies where people are trying to escape town and the zombies are coming or something bad's coming and you just can't get out. It's very bizarre.
That almost fictional, unbelievable quality to the historic flooding in Cedar Rapids might best apply to the description of Carenzo Stevenson's situation.
Just moved here. This is my sixth day here in town.
Just moved here from where?
Georgia. Yeah.
Stevenson was one of a few hundred people staying in emergency shelters set up by the Red Cross last night.
I don't know what to say. I mean, everything I had is gone. Everything that I just got, gone. Gone. I don't know.
But Stevenson says he's not thinking of going back to Georgia, just yet anyway. He says he's never seen anything like the outpouring of help and support he's received from the people of Cedar Rapids. And that makes him want to stay. David Shaper, NPR News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.